production is expected in a period of between 3 to 5 years, because there are so many other things that have to be done in terms of infrastructure in place and other things that are required before production can start.
How would you react to the concerns of those who say there's a lack of transparency and there's a lot of secrecy in these oil transactions?
The answer is, how many people do you think will be transparent to, even if it is a matter that concerns your own person? For us, once we have spoken to Parliament, we have spoken to the country. These PSAs we are talking about are in Parliament, really. Parliamentarians have been with them since 2 years now, almost. So they cannot feign ignorance that there is nothing they know about these PSAs. And there is no predetermined position that we should be secret. What we must understand is that a PSA is an agreement between two parties. And an agreement between two parties has got areas that cannot be disclosed to a third party because they are a business agreement or contract, if you will. What is important is that people have to have trust in government. Government does everything on behalf of the people.
So who is not agreeing?
And I remember the two parties to the contract or to the agreement must first of all agree that disclosure should be made of the details of their agreement or contract. That's number one. Number two, there was a case that was filed against government with respect to that secrecy, and it was even dismissed by the High Court because the ground was that government does whatever they do on behalf of the people.
There are also concerns about the marked role of the executive in this oil business. Even some members of Parliament have complained that Parliament has almost no role, and even in the two new bills that are before Parliament, those bills give the Minister of Energy a lot of power over oil matters. What's your reaction to that?
You are now talking about the new oil and gas law, which is before Parliament in the form of a bill. If they complain that the bill gives a lot of power to the Minister, then why did we take the bill to Parliament? We took those bills to Parliament purposely for that, that the bill should be scrutinized and given correct where it is due or amended or changed otherwise. Members of Parliament may feel. So if they come round to say the bill gives a lot of power to the minister, have they also consented that that power should be given to the minister? Otherwise, what is the purpose of the bill being taken to Parliament?
There are concerns about oil waste disposal or the effects on the environment by the oil industry. How prepared are you to handle that?
Uganda has an environment management law, and within that law, it is clearly spelled out that no activity shall go on unless that activity is subjected to an environment impact assessment. And the process of that environment impact assessment involves public hearings.
In your opinion, you don't think there needs to be a specific law as regards oil waste disposal?
Well, first of all, talk about disposal as disposal, whether oil or otherwise. And if a law is broad enough to talk about any type of disposal, whether it be oil, that disposal has to be contained within the provisions of the Environment Management Act. Anybody who is expressing fears is just like saying that we are imbeciles who don't know that we have the duty to protect our own environment. Right now, as we speak, government has commissioned a strategic environment study to encompass all aspects that may result out of these oil and gas activities.
So, in other words, you are comfortable with the NEMA being able to handle this?
Why not? Unless somebody says that the law is deficient and proposes an amendment. Now, on top of that, we have also commissioned a strategic environment impact assessment.
Not to put a fine point on it, but the concern is that NEMA's, when it was established, the oil industry was not in the picture. And the environmental concerns, as far as oil is concerned, are greater than ordinarily it should have been without oil.
First of all, NEMA came into place before the oil discovery was made. That's number one. Number two, NEMA broadly addressed all aspects of environmental degradation, whether they be oil or otherwise. All these were scoped within that act. And that act was not cast in stone to say that if there are new developments, the law cannot change. The NEMA Act is so broad that even new developments may necessitate revision of that law to bring it in tandem with what is happening.